Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. And I can't say it anymore, guys, until Mark Ingram gets picked up by another team, as he was cut by the Ravens. The Bic man, how about that? The guy who does Bic Tuesdays. Chris Bisignano. before we get, I guess, into the Giants, Chris, any surprises in the Final Four, bud?
No, I picked the Bucks. Pack. I actually had the Ravens. That was one, not a surprise that the Bills beat them, but I did have the Ravens,
yeah.
And I did have the Chiefs, you know?
Yeah.
I thought the Chiefs were going to smoke them actually, but that turned out to be a pretty close game. Obviously Mahomes getting hurt in the third quarter and all that, but, how about Andy Reid though? What kidding aside, I mean, the only coach to host three straight championship games, right? We did it with the Eagles.
Yeah.
And he did it with he's now doing it with the Chiefs, you know?
Yeah.
So pretty impressive on his part. I don't think there's any question he's going to Canton, right?
and you see how he went for it on fourth and what he did. Is there any doubt that, like, is there any, I guess, question as to why Doug Peterson does it all the time, right? Like, same coaching tree. Andy Reid, the ball's on him, huh?
Jerry, I got to be honest with you, man. I was shocked.
Yeah.
When he threw the ball. And it, first, if they were going to go for Joe, you expect somebody in the backfield. They went empty.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of people didn't pick up on. Romo did, though. Tony Romo. He was shocked, too. But what Romo was saying before that ball was snapped, they were actually coached up in their body language to make it appear like, oh, we're not really going to snap this ball.
Yeah.
Right. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call. That was a good call.
Romo said that. He goes, look at the body language. They're not going to snap it, you know?
Yep, yep.
So that made me think even more. I was like, they're not snapping this ball. And yeah. They're going empty. I was like, no way they're snapping this ball.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That that Reid went for it and used that. Look, it wasn't incredible that he went for it. It was just that play going empty with Chad Henne. Jerry, I don't think I've ever seen that going empty, the whole deal in that situation, in my life.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yep.
Nah, don't get me wrong. I've seen fourth and ones, you know, oh, this is a risky move, and they run it. They go, maybe they play action, whatever it might be. But that was incredible, dude. That really surprised me, Jerry. I did not think he was going to throw out of that. I really didn't.
Yeah, it was shocking. And to do it with Henne and to have that confidence, man, like I said, I just to have the stones to pull that off, it was amazing. And I was going to say, man, the team of destiny, right? If you get a feel about a team in the playoffs that this could be the team, everyone is on that Bills bandwagon, man. I mean, that just seems to be America's favorite team right now.
Yeah. Look, you know, I tweeted about 5 weeks ago that this team is getting that Super Bowl look.
Yeah.
And, of course, there was buffoons out there. Oh, they're only beating this team. Oh, you know, go educate yourself before you open your mouth, you know?
Right.
So, now, that being said, they've been very fortunate in these playoffs, Jerry.
Sure.
Very could have easily lost the Colts game.
Yeah.
You know? Last week, they only scored 10 points. You know, defense, bad mistake by Jackson, you know? But mm-hmm. they did get both wins, and you have to like their chances going into Kansas City, right? I mean, you have to like... Look, the great job on the Ravens offense last week. Great job by Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott. They did some things that kind of eliminated Lamar running game.
Yeah.
They used guys in the secondary. They basically used them as second tier, like linebacker type roles where they were coming up and spying from the secondary. I thought it was an unbelievable scheme.
Yeah.
And Leslie Frazier pulled off, and it was a great job. Now, this is a different animal with Mahomes. I think we're pretty sure Mahomes is going to play Sunday, right?
Yeah,
we
right.
know that, right?
Well, Colin Cowherd says they should hold back the game until he's healthy, right?
Right. So just we'll cancel the February until, you know, Mahomes gets ready.
Couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, between him and the other guy, who am I thinking about? The other clown, the Cowboy fan. The guy
Skip Bayless.
The Buffalo Bill videos. Yeah, and between those two, I mean, I don't even know how they cover sports. But anyway... So it's a different animal for them, but you got to like the Bills, you know, chances, right? Going into Kansas City, cold weather team,
yeah.
Josh Allen, the whole deal, man.
Yeah,
it's going to be a heck of, you know, it should be a heck of a game, man, you know?
And it's, McDermott was on Reed's staff, you know, it's a little Jedi Padawan thing going on and, you know, he learned from Jim Johnson, right? So That's an aspect of it I'm interested in seeing.
It should be. And the other side, you know, with Brady and Bree and Rodgers, that's going to be something. You know, but cold weather's not going to affect Tom, no matter how much he says his blood got thinned out living in Tampa and all that.
Yeah,
you know, he's used to this weather, man. Yeah. You know, and maybe the other guy's on, but it's going to be it should be unbelievable. Personally, Jerry, I don't think anybody's stopping Rodgers.
Yeah, me too.
You know, that might even be including the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But it's Brady, right?
Yep.
And it's fascinating. Should be a fascinating game because it's Brady, man. You know?
The only shocking thing to me last weekend, and then we'll get to what we're going to talk about with the Giants real quick, guys, is was how old Breeze looked. And I know he was banged up all year, but he looked just shot to me. Like, you know what, Drew? I know you don't want to go out that way, but it's very rare when you go out like Strahan does. Just please, man, just walk away. Because he just looks so beat up.
Yeah, he's a shell of himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's got nothing left, no zip left in the arm.
Nothing.
Buccaneers knew it. You know what I mean? They won't worry about anything beyond 20 yards Sunday.
Yep.
Breeze has got really hurt this year bad. From what I understand, he's going to retire. I'm glad he is. You know, the guy's a Hall of Famer. But you could just tell he's not himself anymore, Jerry.
Yep.
You know, so...
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be some good stuff, you know, this weekend. From what I understand, you know, 26 degrees, 24 degrees in Green Bay. This time, it could easily be like the Giants type weather. You know what I mean? Minus 10 and all.
Right.
You know? So, it's going to be good. And I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I mean, Jerry Brady just – can you imagine how many championships games this guy has been in?
It's insane.
It's incredible. The number's incredible.
It's insane.
I might be the only guy now to play a home Super Bowl. If there's one guy that could have pulled it off, you know, it could be Brady, and he's one game away from doing that.
The amount of championship games he's played in, you know, conference championships and Super Bowls and what he's won. And yeah, look how he lost, too. Look what it took. Look what it took for him to lose those three times. I mean, you know, Nick Foles playing out of his mind, Eli pulling off the play to Tyree, and then, you know, the throw to Manning. Like, look what it took to beat him, for God's sake. So, I mean, wow.
Even some of the championship games. I mean, it blows a big lead to the Colts 1 year in 06, you know? I mean, he could have been to a few more Super Bowls.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow, man.
Crazy.
It's crazy. You think about it. It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is. It really is.
And Jerry, you know, I've been saying this, man, from the second half of the season on. You know, people are like, oh, Brady, is he the same? He looks like he did 10 years ago.
Yeah, he does.
He's zipping the ball all over the place.
Yeah, yep.
It's incredible. And, you know, then you look at guys like Breeze, and, you know, and now Rivers retires today, and it's like, how the hell is this guy
doing? I was just going to get to that. The number, and it's what we talked about last week, dude, with Rivers retiring, with Breeze likely retiring. Sean Payton's nuts. He may go Taysom Hill. You don't know. But, see, that's my, so there it is. I've thrown that in. Did you hear it? Did you hear what I just did?
No.
I said, but, and I use that now.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay. I was thinking about Taysom Hill. What did I miss?
Okay. That's a Chris. But, all these teams now, dude, that we talked about are going to need quarterbacks. I mean, I guess this is a good year for that because there's probably four, maybe five in the first round. But the jump, and these teams are going to be leaping over each other. You know, I just...
And even Elway's saying that they're not really 100% on lock.
There you go. You know, if you're the Jets, man, and you want to stick with Darnold, I don't know what they're going to do with their new coach, but if you're going to stick with Darnold... Man, you are dealing from a position of power.
Man, Douglas has got a ton of draft picks. He could get even more now.
Oh, forget it.
You know? Yeah, I mean, there's teams that need quarterbacks, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's incredible. It really is.
Yep.
And now, obviously, you know, the Colts were going to be looking for one anyway. And now it's expedited that. You know what I mean? Rivers. I thought maybe Rivers would get another year there, give it a shot, one more run with the Colts. But obviously, that's not going to happen now. You know, and I'm pretty sure Jacoby Brissett is not their future. You know, so
right.
Another team. You know, like you said, Jerry, the Jets. You know, Miami at three. I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's another one.
I don't know what they're going to do with Tua, but you know, there's some teams, man. Wow,
crazy. I mean, you could get so much. You know.
Yep.
Unreal.
Which could be good for the Giants. Maybe land one of those receivers they want to. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. If all four quarterbacks.
Well,
going in the top 10, One way or the other, that'd be good. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're hoping for, right? You want to kick it back down to the Giants. One of those big studs is out there, and you hope that's the way they go.
Yep.
Especially the Chase kid, you know. I think we're pretty confident Smith's going to go first. But then you're looking at the other two guys, you know, Smith and Waddle. Chase and Waddle, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be but I guess speaking of offense, I guess we could get into the Giants a little bit, right? Let's grade them out. What do you think? We'll grade them out the offense.
Love it.
31st, there shouldn't be any A's in this offense, right?
Yeah, I don't think there are. I don't think so.
There might not be any B's in this offense, but but we could grade them out and see where we might want to look to upgrade, right? We could do the offense.
Yes.
When you're ready to roll, ready to go. I don't think there's any other football news. You know, the Jets hired Robert Saleh.
You like that hire.
Yeah, no, I like it for the Jets. You know, I like what he's going to bring over. He's already bringing over LaFleur's brother, and they're going to run that Kyle Shanahan type offense, Jerry, and a lot of play actions, a lot of counters, you know, a lot, which I think personally, Jerry, a lot of boots. Personally, I think that offense could be made for Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you're hearing out of Florham Park, Robert Saleh and LaFleur, and hey, we're not giving up on Darnold. This kid's got a big window here, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of look at Donald like a Garoppolo. Well, we're going to fit what he does. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's it. And that's the judge approach. You put your players in a position to do what they do best, right? Yeah. So, sign of a good coach.
We'll get him a big receiver. You know, we'll go on free agency. We'll upgrade a little bit here and there, and we'll get this kid some weapons. We'll put him in our system and see how he goes. You know, I mean, look, you know, Jeff fans have been asking me, Chris, what do you think? You know, are we going quarterback? Or hey, gun to my head right now, I think you're keeping Donald. I think you're going to draft a big-time receiver. I think you're going to put him in that system, that Shanahan-type system.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm feeling, Jerry. But there's a lot of time between now and then.
You know? Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're right. And I think they'll look to trade out, not too far down, but they would look to trade out. And if someone wants to secure – someone who's going to want to secure Fields probably or Allen. You know, I don't know how teams are looking at those two guys. So,
Jerry, look. This is what Joe Douglas was brought here for. I mean, you're talking about a team with two number ones this year, two number ones next year.
Yeah.
Twos, you know, they got a lot of draft capital, man. Now, another thing, if Deshaun Watson hits the market.
That's true, yes.
Jets have plenty of ammunition to go out and get him.
Yep.
So it's going to be fascinating the next few months, bro, until April 29th, the draft, you know?
Are you going to apply for the Philadelphia Eagles head coach position?
Well, I think I might be the only one that has been interviewed.
Exactly where I was going with that.
Have they got to you yet or no?
They have not. They've not.
All right, because they seem to be interviewing everybody else on the planet.
I mean, really? Wow. Okay. I don't know if they've given Deuce a shot yet. You know, like, okay, whatever. Guy's been there forever.
I got another question for you before we get out to the Giants offense. So, has Pete Carroll come down with COVID or something? Has he lost his mind that he's actually considering Adam Gase as an offensive
player? I know.
I mean, Pete, are you for real? I don't know. They haven't did that yet, but you know, supposedly they brought him in an interview or considering it. Wow. Oh, man.
Is that a side effect of COVID? Adam Gates?
I mean, I think Russell Wilson's going to have to step in there and go, oh, wait a minute. You know, we're not doing that, Pete. Oh,
yeah. Okay. It's funny, right? Deshaun Watson wants to, you know, have some say in who you bring in for him and receivers and have a, you know, give his thoughts at least, which I get. If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. Slow this down, Pete.
Yeah. No, Pete, we're not doing that, Pete. You know? And, you know, and listen, you know, just quickly, Jerry, the Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
The Deshaun Watson situation. Look, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I see you. I read on social media, you know, the cesspool. Like, oh, shut your mouth, Deshaun, you know. Well, you're just playing this. Well, here's what happened there is that they went to Watson and said, hey, we're going to ask your input here about GMs and coaches.
Yeah.
And Deshaun gave a few names. Hey, I like to see it. So what they did is they turned around and they didn't. They totally ignored him.
Yeah.
So listen, I can understand. He's the face of the franchise, and you go to him, and then you go back on your word.
Yeah.
I could see Watson saying, "Oh, I'm the friend. You know, you guys came to me, you know, and you asked my opinion. I said, yeah. And then you told him I totally ignore me.
Yep.
Look, this isn't a case of Watson sticking his two cents in there saying, you know what? I want out. I want this guy and that's it. All I want. He's not doing that. All he just felt like, what are we doing here in this organization that you come to me and say, hey, we want your input in this. And they turn around and basically blew him off.
Right.
So I get his beef, Jerry.
No, really I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with him having an opinion on who they want to bring in. He's not the final say, but absolutely. I mean, especially after they traded Hopkins away.
Yeah, I mean, they trade DeAndre Hopkins for some unknown reason.
Right.
Right? I mean, and it wasn't like Watson made an ultimatum. Listen, you better get my input. I'm out. He didn't say nothing. They went to him.
Yeah.
And then after that, he was like, whoa, you know, I think you guys are coming to me. And they were like, oh, yeah, maybe now. You know, come on. Listen, it's a shit show in Houston. We all know that.
Yeah.
The owner's a buffoon.
Yeah.
The general manager, I mean, you know, J.J. Watt kind of basically spelled it out at the end of the year. What are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Right.
Watson is not a punk. You know, right. He's not an arrogant kid.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. And he just felt like, well, you know, I am the face of this franchise. And now you're telling me, yeah, we want you. And then you turn around and say, no, we don't want you. And he felt a little insulted. And I got to be honest with you, Jerry. I don't blame him.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't blame him, dude.
Yep.
And even now, he's not a rabble rouser. He's not coming out saying, oh, I'm done with these guys. He hasn't come out officially said anything yet.
It's not like he's quit for a week and hasn't shown up, right?
And now his camp is throwing signals out. Well, listen, this isn't a lost cause. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? We're talking about a good kid here. This isn't Kyrie Irving just decide I'm not going to show up for you because I'm not by playing. You know what I mean?
There it is.
You know? Yep. I mean, this is a good kid here.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for being upset, Jerry. Just a little football news. You know, cover a little football around the league a little bit, but
yeah.
But get to the Giants.
Love
all
it.
Right.
All right, buddy. Let's do this.
Giants.
We'll start on offense. We'll probably do offense this week, and then we'll do defense next week.
All right. Okay, rip out the name. We wrap it up here. Let's go. What are we doing here?
We'll go first. Ready? All right.
Daniel Jones. All right. So let's look at Daniel. What are we giving him? All right. Well, you know, injured two games, a little hurt, this and that. All right. I'm going to give him, and I'm not looking. I know you did this kind of, I'm not looking at it, but I hope I'm with you on this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally off on this for what you wrote. But I'm going to give Daniel a C.
So what Chris is referring to, I did an article on the grades. We just thought, you know what, let's do this on the podcast because a lot of people who listen to the podcast don't subscribe to the paper. Plus, you don't have Chris's grades, which really are the ones that matter. So you gave him a C.
Stop.
I went B minus. I'm a little easier grader, right, because of what he went through this year, new offense. So I'm factoring a lot in. I guess on the surface, I think you're right. But I went with the offensive line struggles. Not like we're way off. Offensive line struggles, targets, Evan Ingram, new system, B minus.
Yep. And Jerry, that's not an unfair assessment. I'm just going to stick with the C because the numbers, you know. Yeah. What are we talking? 11, you know. So I'm going to give C. Obviously, Daniel did some things really well, some other things, you know, a little bit beginning of the year and all that. So we'll go with that. And next year has got to be, in my opinion, Jerry, now.
We have to
look at B plus next year or it's not going to be a good next offseason. You know what
I
mean?
Agree.
Next year is a big year for Daniel.
Yeah, you're going to get the same offensive coordinator. So now that you have to learn a new system, you want to fault Garrett's offense. Go ahead, talk about it. I don't care, but it's the same one. So you're not giving him a third offensive system in 3 years. You know they're going to give him some toys to play with. They're going to improve the line. Saquon's back. They're going to probably bring in another running back eventually, somewhere I would think in the mid rounds. So he's gonna have talent around him. So you know this is make or break, but close to it. So
yeah, it's gonna be a big year for Daniel next year. Third year, definitely, no question.
All right, stay on quarterback. We'll go Colt McCoy just because he did play a few games.
D.
C minus. We're close. Good. All right, we don't have to expand on Colt McCoy. We know his limitations. I'll ask you this, though. Do you think he's back next year?
What is he on? A one-year deal, right?
You know what? I should have looked that up. I shouldn't have just put you on the spot like that.
He's on a one-year deal. But I think they're going to look to upgrade a little bit in that backup position, Jerry.
Okay. Wayne Gallman. Chris.
Hey, you got to give Wayne, I got to give him a B, bud.
Yeah, B plus. Give him a B. Good. Again, B plus. Because all the struggles, and that was a guy that you've spoken with over the past few years. You did a few, like at least one interview with him. I think you might have done a couple.
I talked a lot. I'm sorry, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Which, by the way, doesn't look good for next year either, the way they're talking.
I know. I saw that. Talk about that. What did you just learn?
Well, you know, the Morris Smith and the NFL, they're basically talking about no off-season program again.
Yeah.
Looks like they're going to be rolling right into. I mean, look, Jerry. It's a new year, but it's not like the numbers are down around the country with the virus.
Right.
You know, I mean, slowly everybody's starting to get vaccinated and all that. But
very
like
slowly.
The league said, you think everybody's going to be good to go by April, May?
No.
No way, Jerry.
Yeah, the combine
Something's
is more
normal by April. Well, it's only a couple of months away. It ain't happening, dude.
Yeah.
So you're looking at no offseason. It's going to be virtual again. They're basically telling the teams, and they'll be rolling into training camp like we did last year, Jerry. Of you know. Acclimation period for weeks, and then start practicing.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And look, Jerry, I hate to tell you this, man, but that could be something you see in the future. I mean, the players' president, J.C. Tretter, basically said that. Look at the quality of play this year. Do we really need April, May, and all that?
Yeah. Good point.
That could be one of those changes that come out of COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Along with the expanded practice squad and all that, probably. Hopefully. For these players.
Yeah, so,
they deserve it.
I mean,
they should
which
have
it. Means no locker rooms and, you know, Jared, that's how you kind of get that feeling after reading that memo that's what we're looking at, you know?
Yeah. All right. So Wayne Gallman, I gave a B+. You gave him a B. Devontae Freeman didn't play enough. Alfred Morris, Chris.
Well, look, you know, he did something. I'm going to give him a C. You know, to me, he missed too many holes at the end there. Looked a little slow.
Yeah.
Had some moments, don't get me wrong, but I'll go with a C with him.
Yep. I was very kind. Gave him a B because I didn't expect – I expected nothing. Well, because I didn't expect
– Yeah, I wish I had you as a teacher.
I expected nothing from him. The fact that he can still run forward, I was like, oh, bravo. That gets you at least a C, buddy. So, I mean, I just expected nothing. He had a good game against, Seattle and – Looked, ran harder and looked a little faster than I expected. So, but yours again,
he flashed at times, no doubt.
Way more realistic. All right, here we go. Deion Lewis as all in, so kick returner and runner.
Yeah, look, to me, he did nothing.
Yeah,
you know, he fumbled twice on kickoff returns. Mm. Didn't add anything out of the backfield, so I'll give him a C-.
Yeah, me too. Perfect. That's what I do. Yep. Elijah Penny.
Well, he played well on special teams. He did some things in blocking. Got some first downs on those little halfback dives. I like you did on special teams, so I'll tell you what. I'll give Penny a B-.
Yeah, I gave him a C. Good on short yardage. Pretty good blocker.
His special teams play put him over the top.
Good point.
Me.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, now here's a tough one, dude. Andrew Thomas.
Well, look, he's going to get a C, Andrew. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Definitely finished pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously struggled coming out of the gate, but you know the bottom line is he did give up the most sacks and most pressures as a rookie, mm-hmm. One of the most in the league too. Matter of fact, so I'll give him a C because you know he finished somewhat strong, played well much better in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I gave him a C+ for that, and then learning about the you know I wrote this before the news came out about his injury, but. What he went through all year, good for him,
yep.
Right? Didn't complain, didn't use it as an excuse. So, totally fine with C or C+. I think it's fair. Will Hernandez.
Wow. I mean, he lost his play after COVID. He barely played. I mean,
yeah, I gave him an incomplete because of that.
I'm going to give him like an incomplete because to me, he didn't get enough snaps.
Yeah, I agree. And you don't know what the future is with him. You don't know what they're going to do with him. So. The future's not bright, and I think, for Hernandez with the Giants. But who knows? Other guys have turned it around, but I just don't see it. So,
yep.
Shane Lemieux.
Shane Lemieux are going to give – his pass pro is going to knock his grade down, but he did a lot of good things. Love the way he counters. Mm-hmm. He's athletic enough to get out of there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give him a B-, Jeff.
Yeah, that's what I gave him. Perfect. Nice. Yeah, same reason. Mahler in the run game. Pass protection needs to get better. But and concerning where they drafted him, for him to play as much as he did and play as well as he did, beyond a pleasant surprise, someone you can work with and build and kind of take those skills, mold them, and build with him. So kind of excited about his future. Nick Gates.
Oh, well, Nick, let's see. I mean, first four games, not too good. Struggled at times. Really finished well the last 11,
yeah.
In my opinion, the last 10. I'll give a Nick a B.
Yeah, so that's what I gave him. Same.
Yep.
For the same reasons.
Didn't allow a sack.
Yep.
Not many pressures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really came on, so I'm giving Nick a B.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I gave him. And I think we weren't sure about them moving him to center, how he'd look. But in the end, he played really well. Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah, another guy. I wasn't crazy about him beginning the year. Thought he finished pretty strong. I gave him a B minus.
B plus, I gave him. We're close. Yeah, because I just felt he's their best lineman. And he's someone that I want back next year. They have to renegotiate his contract, get that cap number down, even though they would save about $12 million cutting him. This line is not in a position to cut Kevin Zeitler. So hoping he reads the insider, sees that B-plus, and wants to come back. Cam Fleming.
C.
Yeah, C-minus. Yeah. Took a lot of heat, unnecessary heat from fans, I think.
Yeah, I gave him a CJ because he played all 16 games.
Yeah.
And he wasn't supposed to be a starter for 16 games.
Yeah.
And he basically held his own.
Yeah.
You know, he was not as bad as a lot of people tried to make him out to be, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
But he wasn't good enough to get into that B level, so I gave him the C.
Matt Parrott. You play enough?
Incomplete.
Okay.
Incomplete, yeah.
All right, receivers. Oof. Golden Tate.
Oh, God, D.
That's what I gave him. I like the way you say D so emphatically.
Yeah, and Golden Tate, look, I think we all could say, safe to assume that was not a good signing by Gettleman.
No.
Okay? Mm. That was a free agent he missed out on.
Yes.
And I'm waiting for him to be released. You know, I see, you know, some teams are releasing guys, and I expect him to be released in the near future.
Yes, absolutely. Not sure what the cap saving is. I have to look that up, but
It's six. Jared,
yeah, that's right. That's a number that was in my head as well. Yeah, they'll have some save. They'll get some back for him.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a tough one. Darius Slayton.
I tell you. You know, oh, you know, so what do you have? 60, 55? I'm going to be generous. So I got to go with B minus.
That is generous. I gave him a C minus. Yeah. I didn't like the way he finished the year. I don't expect him to be a one, but there were too many times where I don't know what was his deal. There were times where he thought, like, did he not see the ball? He's not finding the ball. Weird season he had, man. He came up with some big plays against Philly, and he looked great against the Steelers. Had a decent game against the Cowboys at the end, but too much inconsistency all along. But, he's just got to, like we said, you got to put someone else on the outside so that teams aren't concentrating on him and he has single coverage and no one over top. Here we go. Sterling Shepard.
I like the way I like the way Shep finished. And he played hurt basically the whole year too, man.
Yep.
B minus for Shep.
Oh, same grade. Look at you. Nice. Yeah. Again, you get somebody on the outside, he's gonna be absolutely awesome in the slot if he stays healthy. Austin Mack play enough for you or no?
Not really. If you're going to grade him, I would go like C.
Yeah, C minus. I didn't want to give Dante Pettis a grade, but he looked so good against the Cowboys. I gave him an extremely generous B just because of the game he had against Dallas. I was so happy with him. So, all right, CJ Board, anything?
He really didn't play. Yeah. You know, what do you do?
Right? Special teams alone, I guess.
Yeah, special teams. You know, you obviously got receiver snaps, but he wasn't bad on special teams, so we'll give him around a C.
Yep, that's what I gave him. All right, now we got tight ends. Oh, my God. All right, Evan Engram.
You're going to do the Pro Bowl first?
we'll start with our Pro Bowl tight end, Evan Engram.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, come on. You know, a C.
I gave him a D minus.
Wow.
I know. I was tough, man. I can't forget the drops. I just can't. They're right in his hands. Right in, you know, we're a couple.
Numerous times.
Like, we could have gotten to the playoffs if he catches that ball against Philly.
You know what? Make mine C minus.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's better. Yeah, I just, I you know what? It was funny. I had, you know, everything was laid out for the newspaper, and I had a D+ for him. And then when he dropped those two balls against Dallas, I hit up the layout guy. I was like, change that to a D because it's in a PDF. I'm like, hit it with a D-. Forget it.
Oh, sure. I'm sure a lot of people could agree with you, dude.
So very emotional D-. Caden Smith.
Oh, I like the way he blocked. You know, wasn't used much offensive, but his blocking alone at times was really well. I'm going to give him a B-, Jerry.
Yeah, I gave him a C just because I would have, and it's not really his fault. I just would have liked to see him more in the passing game. I just thought his play overall took a step. Like last year, I was excited about him, and I thought he's a viable backup for Ingram. He could start. And then this year, I don't know if he just wasn't involved in the passing game or what, but I was disappointed in the way they used him and everything. So maybe it's a little unfair to give him a C, but I just, it was a bummer. To see him this year not take that next step, whether it was him or the coaching. And finally, Chris, on offense, Levine Toilolo.
Oh, C. Oh, I C did. Minus.
That's generous. I gave him an F.
Wow.
I did. I did.
Yeah. Levine gets an F, dude.
I gave him an F.
Got two more years left here, too.
I was expecting a red zone target. I was expecting a great blocker, and it was none of the above. It was just whatever. All right, so that's offense. We'll do defense next week, and we'll maybe do a little coaching staff too next week. All right, folks, we sent out the question this morning. A lot of you are asking questions that we've answered on previous podcasts. I'll throw you a bone here and there. And I know we've talked about it before. We'll probably say, well, we answered this, but we'll start it out with, well, we answered this, but, and we'll give our answer. But there's a lot of the same questions over and over. I know it's hard in the off season because, you know, it's hard to sometimes come up with content. So I get the questions. Just don't ask questions to ask them. But thank you for asking the questions. So let's, here we go. Joey Z. It always ends up at the top, Molten Central. But this is a good question. I got to ask it. I ask questions every week, but Joey's are always good, right? Here's one. I know it's early, but do you think the NFL will allow Chris to live tweet and give scheme updates during OTAs, if they are, and training camp this year? Hashtag buffoon crew.
No, I don't think so.
Those days are over, right?
I think it's going to be just like last offseason. Yep.
Okay. The Fighting Joe Judges, if you could draft a Giants grade at wide receiver this year, which one of the three would you take, Toomer, Plax, or Nix?
Nix.
Yeah, I'll go Plax, but Nix number two.
You know, that big blue VCR, you know, he puts on some Nix videos. And you know what, Jerry?
Forget how good he was, right?
Yeah, thank you, dude. You just read my mind. You know, we forget how good that dude was, man.
He had hands like glue, could run, physical.
He got banged up, you know, physical-wise, you know, with the knee and everything like that. But, man, he was. You know, I saw that the other day. And the one where the Falcon game, Jerry, the playoff game.
Yeah, where he caught the ball over the middle.
A little slant, if I remember right. And he just split two defenders, and he was gone.
Yeah, he caught the ball over the middle and almost looked around like, oh, man, there's no one here, and just beelined it to the end zone. It was almost like the Falcons didn't run into each other, but it was funny. He didn't expect Nix to split that, and he did. And then it was kind of a similar play the next week against the Packers in that it was a long touchdown. He ran into, I think it was it Charlie Pepper? I forget I think it was an old Giant who hit him. And then he bounced off him, spun around, and went like whatever it was, 50 yards for the score.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he was a stud. I go Plax just because of how physically dominant he was. And again, there's a off-field issues aside, he was absolutely incredible. He was a ridiculous player.
Yes, he was. And he was really good for us, man.
Jim Johnson, the old, the Jedi Master of defenses for Philly, basically came out and said they couldn't defend him one-on-one. And it was maddening for his. Once he went down, he knew he had the Giants in 08. So put it that way.
Well, in 08, when he got hurt, that offense was not the same. Remember, Jerry?
Yep.
It was that season was over.
Yep.
I mean, I remember sitting in the stands in that playoff game, man, and we had no shot.
None.
You just had that feeling. Remember, Jerry? It was like, we're not winning this game.
Terrible.
That Plaxico needed two guys a lot of times. They had to roll that safety over on him, you know?
Yep. They basically replaced him with Dominic Hixon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that wasn't even, you know.
No.
He's not even the same league as Plax, you know. So that changed, man, that changed the whole offense that year.
Unreal.
Really did. Yep.
The one that got away, man, that year. My God. Yep. That was the best Giants team since 86, in my opinion.
Yep. Dominant. They were dominant at times. Yeah, no question about it.
God. Here we go. All right. Kyle Kess. Oh, I haven't heard from Kyle in a while. Hey, guys, do you think the Giants draft a wide receiver in the first round, even if we sign one via free agency? Well, Kyle, we answered that. Everybody but Allen Robinson, probably, yes. At least that's my opinion. I could see them doing it, especially if it's Smith, Chase, Waddle, or even Bateman is there at 11. I'll hang up and listen. So who is it, just Robinson? Do you think if they sign Robinson, is a first-round receiver off the board, Chris?
I believe it is, Jerry.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I'm not definite on that, but I would think that if you're going to do that, right?
Yeah.
Then you're going to go defense, edge, corner, whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah.
So. But, like we talked about before, I'm not going to put it past him, you know, spending big money on a free agent. Then you got a rookie contract guy with a kid that's out there that's really an impact kid, too. That could be an impact kid, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past him, Jerry. They talked about playmakers. We know that. Gettleman and Marrow were insisting on it. We need playmakers.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean just one? No.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, well, they signed a Curtis Samuel. Say, argument's sake, not even Robinson. Right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, we're good now. No. And now here comes Waddle at 11. Here comes Chase at 11.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Here's one for more for you, because you have that Belichick coaching tree knowledge. Tom at TomLap66. First time, long time. No, oh, but you do, though. You can rattle off all those names. And all right, here we go. Thanks for being there for me during a crazy holiday season. You bet, Tom. What gives you confidence that Judge can repeat next year and each year after that what he implemented this year and doesn't become a Patricia or McDaniels or even a Nagy? Hashtag buffoon crew. Like, what's the what separates Judge from some of those other guys, Chris, if you could sum it up?
He's getting the right type of football player that he wants in the building.
Okay.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay. And he has earned the respect from these players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's earned the respect. Patricia was like, you know, Patricia said some things early in his tenure as a Detroit Lions head coach that players were like, are you kidding me? You know, he lost a lot of respect his first year with his big mouth. With his big mouth. You can't go in there and say certain things like you're Belichick.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You can't. You could get away with some wisecrack comments when you've won a couple of things, you know?
Yeah.
But when you're new and you made some of the comments that he did his first year, he lost a lot of the locker room, dude.
Yeah.
Judge is not like that. Okay? That's a big difference. He's earned the respect out of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody believes in Judge. And guys, like the new guys, the college kids or free agents that come here will buy into that program too, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest reason right there, man.
Well said. Dan Houseman with a question/observation. Have the Giants ever gotten as solid a consolation prize of missing the playoffs as the Eagles mired in cap hell firing a Super Bowl winning head coach? Probably not. No, I think this was kind of nice to see in that the Giants seem to be on the rise. And the Eagles, like we said, are interviewing the world for head coach. You said it a couple weeks ago that Peterson seemed to coach that game almost asking to be fired. What I'm noticing now, or thinking about at least, is I would imagine the person coming in has to make Carson Wentz work at least this year. That they are in a position where they cannot trade him because of his salary, and they cannot cut him because of his salary, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be what Howie Roseman wants down there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And just a reminder, you're listening to Chris Bisignano and Jerry Foley on the Giant Insider podcast. And Jerry, I mean, look, it seems like Peterson lost confidence in Wentz.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman says, oh, no, F you, Doug. We didn't, you know?
Yeah, right.
And Peterson basically said, okay, well, I want to move on. And here's a little send-off by putting Nate Sudfeld in there at the end. Get me out of here, you know?
My God.
Look. You know, so they want to make Wentz work down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the new head coach, whoever it might be, could be a janitor for all we know. They're interviewing everybody.
Yeah.
You know, here's a question for you, Jerry. I mean, unless I missed this, have they interviewed Deuce Daly?
I said that before. That's what I said, Deuce. Yeah. I don't think they have. I don't think they've interviewed him.
I missed you saying that.
No, that was my comment. Like, why are you not giving him a shot? He's been with the organization forever. I mean,
what is going on?
I don't know, but he could be that. Look, I hope you don't interview him and continue to screw this up, because if you're going to say that he's not an X's and O's guy, but okay, whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying he could be that CEO type, the guy who brings in the coordinators and manages the game and coaches that way, like kind of like the guy we have, right? Like, hey, you know, he was a great special teams coordinator, but Joe Judge manages the entire game. He's not calling, doesn't have his head in a play sheet all game. So I hope they don't hire Deuce Staley, but I can't believe, and I think you're right, I don't think they've interviewed him.
Right. I don't remember reading. I know the list is about 50 now, but I don't think I don't remember seeing his name.
I don't either.
So very strange what's going on down there. Yeah. You know, very strange. And like you just said, the more turmoil, the better.
Yep.
You know, so
perfect.
Hey, we don't want these guys getting their act together down there.
No, we don't.
It's been enough. I'm worried about Washington here. If they get a quarterback, they're going to be favorites to win the damn division.
Dude. That's another team that needs a quarterback, right?
Yeah, and you better hope they don't pull some Deshaun Watson stuff. You know, I know all that, but you know, Ron Rivera is like, you know, he's the culture guy there now. I know Snyder's a buffoon and all that, but you know, you gotta hope they don't land somebody like that, Jerry. As far as you know, draft one or you know, or they land a quarterback, because that team could be dangerous with a quarterback.
Very.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Scott Hubley at Scott Hubley One. This is a good question. Due to the injury, we never got to see Saquon's progress in pass blocking. Chris, did it improve in camp, or will we need to get a more proficient pass blocker for passing situations? So what did you see in camp last year? Was his pass blocking better?
No. And then he took it over into the games, the two games he played, right?
Yeah, we didn't see.
I think I did one big Tuesday on
him. I don't remember because it was so long ago. That's funny.
You know, he's not a good pass pro guy. He's got to improve in that. That's part of being a good back. All right?
Yep.
And I'm sick of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, in the last few years and the first two games this year, he's not a good pass pro running back. And he's got to improve in that, man.
Scott says he's worried that if it hasn't improved, teams will keep blitzing the crap out of us.
Well, they were doing it while the two games he was in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I exposed him one time on BIP Tuesday, I remember.
Yeah.
And over the years, like, you know, he's missed this block. You know, at times he was good. Other times, you know, the leverage.
Yeah, I remember it. I mean, obviously over the years, I just don't remember this year, those two games. I don't remember how he looked. But, you know, there you go.
He's got a strike. Folks, he's got a strike. What I mean by that is that you got to be the aggressor.
Yeah.
And a guy pointed this out to me last year when I was in the building. Hey, Chris, watch the way he takes on a blitzing safety linebacker, whoever it might be, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like kind of back instead of boom, go forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I started watching and I was like, yeah, you know, he's got to improve on that, Jerry. That's part of being an all around great back, dude.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what? Now you got to go off the field on third downs.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. It was an issue his first 2 years, and he's got to get better at it. Or like you said, he's not going to be the complete back we want him to be. So
yeah. Oh, if he's dead on third downs, and now you're looking at a defense saying, okay, he's going to run a little flat, or he's going to do a little route, maybe a little choice route out of the backfield because he's not going to be blocking.
Right.
You understand what I'm getting at?
Yep. I do.
It's all X's and O's out there, brother.
Yep.
You know? These other teams' coordinators, they're not dumb. Mm. Well, Adam Gase is pretty dumb. But you know,
other than him.
They're not dumb.
Right.
So he's got to improve in that. I mean, he admits it, Jerry. He does, you know, but he's got to improve in that.
James Carruthers, with the cap projected lower, is it likely that more free agents pursue shorter term deals and wait for the cap to come up in the following years? A lot of good players, but there aren't many teams with the resources to offer big contracts. James, I don't think they're going to have a choice, bud. I mean, I think especially next year, that's a great question, because I think you will see more short term deals, that especially cap friendly deals that come off right away, because the future is so uncertain.
And Dave Gettleman has been excellent at front-loading these contracts.
Yeah, Harry and Abrams, yeah.
Just looking into the future a little bit. This year, right now, they're barely over the cap. They're going to have to make a lot of room, right?
Yeah.
Then we have to see what the cap number is going to be. They don't know exactly what it's going to be yet. Okay, yep. I know there's a lot of speculation, but the league doesn't know if they're coming down that much. They don't know yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the next few years, Jerry, the Giants are in cap heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven. I'm talking 90 million, 100 million,
yeah.
80 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of the reasons why is because Gettleman front-loaded these contracts, man.
Yep.
You know, now, obviously, when you sign, you know, you know, that's why you look at a Leo Williams and say, okay, he's going to re-sign here.
Yeah.
They'll make it work next year's numbers, and then he's going to get his big numbers a couple years down the road because of the cap situation they're going to be in.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what these GMs are going to have to do, man, because this year the cap number is going to be lowered. I don't know how much, you know, but yeah. As far as the four-year deal, we'll see, man. You know, we'll see. Like you said, they might be a cut 3 years and all that. It's going to be interesting how that works out, this free agency too, man.
Well said. Nice.
But teams, I mean, a lot of teams have a ton of cap money. Don't get rid of it. The Jets have a ton. Teams do have a ton of cap money, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, some.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to get that number, then you go from there, you know.
Buffoon J60. I love when they put buffoon in their name. What is your dream top 2-3 rounds? Player, I just have fun with this one. Players or positions? All right, I'll go first. So say we don't do anything in free agency. Just pretend, because then it's too many scenarios that way. So say we just get B-level free agents to backfill. Round one dream for me would be one of those three, one of the two receivers, I'd say. Even, I mean, I'd like Waddle, but Chase or Smith would be in that spot. And then round two would probably be an edge rusher, and I don't know who's going to fall or not. And then three would be, you know, best player available, right? Like, and there's so many, there's a lot of positions that need backups. And like I said, you can't ignore the offensive line. If a corner's there, that'd be tough to, you know, although we believe Love can be the guy, you need depth. So I'd say round one of those two receivers, and then round two, an edge guy. And then round three, you know, take your pick of offensive line, corner, even edge again, maybe another wide out or tight end. So that'd be me.
Jerry, say the top three receivers are gone. Giants go at 11, just for argument's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going with?
The tight end, if he's there, Pitts.
Really?
Chris, the Evan Ingram era's got to be done.
All right.
Okay, but if Parsons,
right.
Parsons is there from Penn State, an edge rusher, that's a question too, right? So I'll tell you what, Pitts, screw it. I'm in. All in, baby. I'm in Pitts. Let's
go. All right, so listen.
Yeah.
Receivers are gone.
Okay.
Giants are up.
Yep.
Next on the clock, New York Giants. Patrick Surtain is there. Micah Parsons is there.
Mm.
And Pitts, your boy Pitts.
I'm taking Pitts.
Wow, really?
Yes, but it's a thought. I think about it for a second.
But Evan's a Pro Bowler.
Uh-huh, sure. I know. That's what makes this so difficult.
Yeah, right.
What about you?
Oh, I'm probably going to go with Surtain, dude.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't be upset with it, put it that way.
Listen, dude, whatever. The kid turns out to be an old-world tight end, George Kittle-type tight end. God bless you, brother.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or, you know what, Jerry?
Yes.
Or Parsons.
It's hard to...
Maybe even Parsons over Surtain.
He's great. So
how about Parsons next to Blake Martinez?
Would not be upset, put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that's why I'm not a GM, because I go from my heart or how I'm feeling. I'm too emotional about it. I'm still pissed off at Evan Ingram, so I'm drafting Pitts because of that. So there's a reason why I'm not in that front office.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the priority, how would you have, like...
Oh, no, yeah. It's not tight
end. Forget about wide receiver. We eliminated that, right?
Edge rusher. So edge rusher.
What would be after that? Edge and then corner and then tight end, or tight end, edge and
corner? I think edge, tight end, then corner.
Okay.
For me.
Sounds good.
You see, he's not at Evan Ingram. If you have Evan Ingram as your starting tight end, you don't have a starting tight end. How about that?
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's my love. Chris, I don't know if you're aware of this. I love Julian Love. So I'm very confident in his abilities. There you go.
He's a Notre Dame guy. That's why, you know, deep down inside. Everybody's a Notre Dame fan deep down inside.
There you go. Big Cell at Big Cell 5. Here's a good question. Breeze, Manning, Rivers, Roethlisberger. Who had the best career and why?
Oh, it's got to be Drew Brees.
Yeah,
yep.
Me too. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben's got two Super Bowls. Eli's got two Super Bowls. But and who was the other? Who am I missing? Oh, Rivers. Oh, I guess you got numbers. I guess you got it. Well,
you asked a question the other day. I'll ask it back to you. You pick those four guys to win one game. Who are you taking?
Oh, Eli. Eli Manning.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Eli Manning.
There you go.
Drew Brees has come up short in a lot of these big games, man.
Mm. Yep.
A lot of turnovers, man.
Does Drew Brees win in 2007 at Lambeau?
No way.
Right.
No way.
There you go.
He doesn't win in 2011 at Lambeau.
Right. There you go.
No, I'm sorry. Look, Drew's a Hall of Famer, and God bless him. A good dude. He's going to be a first ballot, but we're talking about one-game playoff, right? We're talking about that one playoff game. I think Eli – how about – Jerry, does Drew Brees win in 2011 in San Francisco?
No way.
No way?
No.
No way. I'm sorry. No way.
Nope. And I'll tell you what, I take Roethlisberger over Brees if I have one game to win.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll just talk about overall body work, but if you're going to start narrowing it down, hey, Chris, what do you think about this game? You take Ben over – oh, no question, I'll take Ben.
Yeah.
No question.
Yep. And I would – I guess Rivers, unfortunately, has to be last because he never really – he didn't do it, right?
Listen, Rivers, he played a one championship game and –
And he played with an AC. He had that ACL tear, which
was great. Yeah, I mean, it's not his fault. He's had a really good career and like that. But you know, I can't. I'm sorry, you can't put him with Ben and Eli in a playoff. Eli, anyway, you know.
No. So there you go, Lisa. Eli would be first. Anti Natty Natty Trader. I love these names. Chris, being a Giants beat reporter for the past few years must be awesome. What's it like being in the locker room and talking to the players? So let's go back to 2019 and before, Chris. How's that experience?
Oh, you know, obviously very good. Yeah. It's obviously good to get to know these guys and talk about this stuff. You know? So. Yep.
Ramesh Chandra. Hey, guys. Are the Giants looking to trade anyone prior to the draft? I believe they have 6 picks. Also, chances of trading down in the draft. Yeah, dude. Trading down, it's like Gettleman never does it. I mean, not saying he wouldn't, but, you know. Trading down from 11, I don't think it's very good, especially if the Giants are going to have their eye on, you know, top 12, top 15 guys, and one of them's going to fall to them. I can't see them trading down. Would they trade anyone pre-draft? I don't know, Chris. What's your guess?
I don't think so. I don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Evan Ingram.
There it is.
No.
They were going Pitts round one.
I don't see that.
Yeah, nice.
But Gettleman's always there for one little trade, right?
So yeah, we'll he does. I don't know. It'll be out of nowhere, too, right? Yeah. There was the Ogletree, and then it was Zeitler for Olivier and Vernon. Odell, right. He was traded as well. I think we remember that.
That Odell dude was traded, yeah.
It was like when Odell was traded, it was almost like we called a press conference to comment on it. Right. It was like, Chris, we have to speak publicly on this.
Unless Daniel Jones gets traded, we're not going to be no shock is there.
No. Mark Sefarati, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your last name, bud. 19 of the 70. This is a good stat. I highlighted this. I liked this one because I thought it was interesting. 19 of the 77 wide receivers taken in the first round this century have had fewer than 100 career receptions in the NFL. And no wide receiver taken in the first round since Cooper in 2015 has made the Pro Bowl. History tells us that taking a wide receiver in the first round is not a good idea. What are your thoughts? Well,
history's changing that.
Yeah. And you really look, dude, it's a great, thank you for giving us this stat. It's impressive. And I love when people actually provide hard evidence of this. But it's not proof, right? It's evidence, not proof. Big difference, right? The guys taken last year, you can't count them yet because they're still going, right? Like, of the 77 in the first round, how many were taken? What, 5 last year in the first round? Like, there's 5 right away that are going to have more than 100 catches probably. So, you know, I wouldn't go by that. But it's a great stat. Thank you for it. But that wouldn't stop me. Would it stop you?
And you have to understand something, too, that these college systems now, they're changing. I mean, it's more receiver-friendly. These kids are ready now, more and more coming into the NFL. So that's a good statistic, but you can't go up 7 years ago, kids getting drafted 5 years ago, compare them to now, because a lot of these kids, they come out in these NFL-type systems out of college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're ready to roll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand that statistic, and no question about it, that's hard evidence, but if Devontae Smith is, are you going to say, you know what? I don't like that statistic. I don't know if he's going to quite make it, you know, this and that. So we'll pass on him.
Right.
No way. Justin Jefferson, you see what some of these guys did this year, right?
Yeah. That gets me more excited. If anything, this year's been a, wow, we really should consider wide receiver at 11 if one of those three monsters falls.
You know, a lot of these kids that came out of college years ago, they were running 2-3 routes.
Yeah.
Now they're running digs, curls, 9 fades. What I'm saying is that playing like NFL type route trees, and they're ready when they come to this level.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different ball game now, man. You see these colleges, they're scoring 40 points a game. They're throwing a ball over the lot, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just kids running straight down the field. All right, I'll just launch it. You know, that's how we get 50. No, they're very creative offenses now, and they go into the NFL, and they're more developed. And that's the way the game has evolved.
Yeah. We'll go a couple more. We'll go 3 more. I just lost one. Damn it. Someone asked about here we go. Lucas Marsh. Chris, I'll ask you this one again. I think I've asked you this before, but I want you to answer this one. What do you guys think of Will Fuller as a cheaper option in free agency for wide receiver 1?
Yeah, listen. Jerry?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The problem with Will Fuller is that he just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
But he's very, very effective when he's on the field, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the problem, he's also suspended beginning of next year.
Oh, that's right.
So.
As is Corey Coleman.
Kind of. Well, I don't think we're worried about him.
I know.
So, I know. I did see that. That was unbelievable. So, yes, that's. I would stay away from Will Fuller because he just cannot stay healthy. I mean, he's so effective when he does play, but the suspension now, you know, he does get injured a lot. I would stay away from him.
All right, we'll go 2 more. One is just a comment that I think is funny. Live TTV / Atypical Gamer 134. It's damn near impossible to get on the show now, so I will say this. The Knicks might suck less, but still suck. The Rangers just started, but I'm sure heartburn is coming, and I'm not a baseball fan. So you guys are keeping me relatively sane. Thank you, and as always, # Buffoon Crew. Good stuff. Well, if you're a Devils fan, you're happy.
He's giving up on the Rangers already, that guy?
Well, I think it's heartburn, right? Chris, I'll say this. For someone who likes the Red Sox, and I'm a Yankee fan, and someone who likes the Devils, and I'm a Rangers fan, you're not a douche fan.
Thank you, Jared.
No, I mean, like, the old editor, Ken Palmer, was such a big Devils fan. He would text me all the time, and your team sucks. Chris and I, we just discuss, like, I've just texted, like, Jack Hughes is incredible. Like, oh, my God. And we just go back and forth. We talk about the game, but not, you know, there's no, like, F your Rangers. Nothing like that, so.
Well, just one quick comment on your Rangers, Jerry. Oh. I think you... If I was a Ranger fan right now, I'd be a little scared about how much we're going to miss Henry Lundqvist, man.
And I'll tell you that, yes.
I know it's only 3 games in and all that, but it's like you look at Georgia last night, you look at the Russian kid.
Shesterkin, yeah.
And you say to yourself, oh, my God, are these kids going to step up? Or are we going to miss Lundqvist to no end?
Right? Tell you what I'm more concerned with. Sorry, guys. We got to talk a little bit of hockey because it's on and we love it. The Jack Hughes in my limited experience watching him, because I don't watch every Devil game, but last night, not only did he look awesome, but you could see the leadership coming out of that kid, right? There's no leader. There's one leader on the Rangers, Lindgren. That's it. Everyone else, they're a collection of insanely talented players. There's not that captain, which is why they're all alternates right now. So anyway, that's my take briefly on the Rangers. Immensely talented, but guys disappear and there's no one to, you know, get in people's faces and be that guy. So
I sense a little anger in that voice.
Well, it was a little aggravating watching last night. Capo Stinko. You know, guys disappear, dude. They disappear. Sorry. Buchnevich. Of course I have to curse about Buchnevich, then he shows up, but that's a every game ritual. I have to curse about him and then he makes a great play. So yeah, whatever. But I'm very excited about hockey, but I'm very concerned of the lack of leadership on the New York Rangers. Sorry, guys. Some of you don't like hockey, but tough.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of Ranger fans, our followers of ours. Yes. I see that. There's a lot of Ranger fans.
Right.
You know, I don't know what a Devil fans are. There better be some Devil fans. Devil fans out there, come on, throw some tweets my way.
For some reason, I think Kyle Johnson's a Devils fan, I thought.
Well, good for Kyle. Whoever's a double fan out there, you know, you step up, man, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and look, when you see the tweets like LGR, that's me, right? Like Chris will tweet about that. Like, there's no, I don't care. If Chris can tweet all he wants about Jack Hughes and the Devils, and I'm not going to be like, hey, Chris, we should really calm down with these tweets. So that's kind of an open forum, right? If the Rangers or Devils, so. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I don't, you know, so.
All right, there we go.
I just like watching the young kids, and yeah. Hopefully Nico gets back in a couple of games. It'll be a little bit better. So we'll see.
All right, we'll go one more. G Wood at G underscore Wood 1398. Do you guys think BJ Hill can take a step up and fill a gap if we don't re-sign Tomlinson? I thought he played well at times and could help the cap situation a lot if he did. Great podcast, fellas. Thanks, G Wood. Chris, you know, it's a guy that I've been waiting for. I, you know, when you ask me about a player who's going to take that next step, it seems like the last 2 years I've said BJ Hill. Hasn't happened. What do you think of him? Do you think he can be, if they don't re-sign Tomlinson, is he the guy or will they go out and get someone else?
I think you'll see a lot more Austin Johnson and they'll get somebody. You know, look, he's right. G Wood's right. At times, BJ Hill played well. He did at times, you know, but I just don't see him. He hasn't progressed, Jerry, right? Like the way we thought he would after his rookie year. And to sit here and say, well, you know what? We'll slide him in Dalvin if Dalvin doesn't come back. And, you know, I don't see that. You?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah.
So
sorry, G Wood. I don't see BJ. I think they'll have to draft or go out and get somebody like an Austin Johnson type dude.
Yeah.
Give you some snaps on the inside next to Leo Williams if he's back and make it work, you know. But listen, let's not discount Dalvin being back. You could do a lot of things with the cap.
I hope you know? I would love if they got Williams and him. If they get Williams and Tomlinson back, that's a win. I mean, I don't care what else they do.
Look. I know there's a narrative out there, you know, that, oh, Tomlinson can't do both, right?
Right.
Well, let's see. This is why these guys make the big bucks. Kevin Abrams, the cap guys, you know, Dave Gettleman, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and discount those two guys being back.
Right.
You could do a lot of things. You know, the cap is a lot of his future. They're really going to be well. The Giants are looking really good in the future cap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all about the cap hit and all that stuff and, you know, what they actually pay out and like that. So, you know, these guys, they know how to work these caps. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now, obviously, if Dalvin's camp is looking for some ridiculous amount of money, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm not going to discount those two guys being back, Jerry.
But to answer for the 1,000th time, because it seemed like a few people asked, we'd rather have Leo Williams if we're picking between the two.
That's a no-brainer.
Right.
Yes.
But what I meant before is I'd be okay. I still want wide receivers. I'm just saying, as far as in-house guys, if they were to keep Williams and Tomlinson and then say, you know what, we can't renegotiate Zeitler, we got to let him go and get 12 million. I'm okay with that. Like, if you keep both of those guys, that's a winning offseason as far as your roster goes.
And Jerry, I could tell you this for a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a feeling in the building they're very, very concerned about Dalvin being another Linville Joseph.
That's a great concern.
I know that for a fact.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to make it work numbers wise.
Right.
You know? I'm just saying that there's people in the Giants building that are very concerned because look, they let, you know, Jerry Reese let Linville walk. He can't keep everybody. I'm not going to crucify Reese over that, you know?
Right.
And Linville was not this type of play with the Giants as he became with the Vikings.
No, not even close.
All right. So sorry. But a lot of people are looking at Tomlinson as a type of guy like, holy crap, he's really coming into his own.
Yeah.
If we lose this kid, does he become a Pro Bowl defensive tackle like a Linville Joseph?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Jerry.
Yeah, I could see that being a concern, and
yep.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of who else they let go. There was Linville Joseph. I mean, interior linemen, not as many, but you know, Hankins is still bouncing around the league, not nearly the player that Linville Joseph is, but just like you've alluded to it before, trading away JPP, right? Linemen like that don't grow on trees. When you have one, it's like, all right, what do we got to do to keep him? So I understand the want to keep Tomlinson. So
yeah, I'm just telling you. You know, now Jerry, you know, we'll see how it plays out. You know,
yeah,
you can't keep everybody, but they're very concerned.
Yeah.
About hey, this kid's really coming to his own, and we can't lose this kid. You know what I mean? This kid's going to – well, watch this become like a Linville, like a pro baller when we leave. When he leaves here, you know?
It was the staple, the staple on that defensive line in Minnesota.
Jerry, he's a great locker room kid. They're going to try to make it work with Linville and both of them. I can tell you that right now. Now, whether or not that happens, we will see.
Yeah.
You know, but they're going to try, Jerry. They're going to – it's not like they go, it's not like they're sitting right now in the building when they do the evaluation and say – ah, all right. Well, you know, look, Dalvin's a free agent. You know, he's gone. No second contract for him. We're done with him.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, well, how the F are we going to make this work? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because we want to keep this kid in the building. You know what I mean?
Yep. I do.
So we'll see, Jerry. You know.
Good stuff.
We'll see how it works out, man.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
No, that's it, man.
All right, guys. We'll come back next week. We'll do the defense and talk about anything else going on with the Giants. And like I said, we'll work on getting some interviews as well going forward. All right, everybody, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R, and download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, guys, enjoy the weekend, and remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.